Hello again, this is Derek Ferenzi with your local news and commentary for Thursday, June 1st, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Potholes might be considered Port Townsend's most nefarious nemesis, and one community member recently decided they had finally had enough. Dale, whose last name has eluded me despite my best efforts to track him down, has become something of a local legend after single-handedly filling the potholes on a strip of city street between the Food Co-op and Penny Saver parking lots. Employees at both the Penny Saver and Food Co-op, as well as other eyewitnesses, recalled seeing Dale carry buckets of rock and gravel back and forth from the beach across the street to fill what was one of the most afflicted areas in this town known for its Swiss cheese streets. Ownership of that particular stretch has long been fought over between the businesses and the city, with the Penny Saver claiming the city has labeled that small stretch as an abandoned road. The vast amount of traffic between those two businesses just off the main thoroughfare, however, says otherwise. Legend has it, Dale, who happens to be unhoused and unemployed, was inspired after seeing a video of Arnold Schwarzenegger filling potholes on the streets of Los Angeles, and spent most of a day filling that previously gorge-like portion of pavement. A conversation broke out on the Port Townsend Community Facebook group praising his efforts, but one member voiced a fear that our hero might be charged with a crime for his vigilante justice. Thankfully, Port Townsend City Council member Ben Thomas chimed in to the contrary, saying, quote, "According to my calculations, he outranks us at the city. Community is greater than city." End quote. Dale filled the potholes a couple weeks ago, and yes, already some of the gravel has been displaced, but it's still better than it was, and perhaps this act of heroism will help inspire more. Another success story comes to us with the sale of Farms Reach Cafe in Chimicum by owners Ariana and William Beige Patterson to Aubrey Hubbard. Hubbard worked at the cafe, which makes everything in-house and strives to serve as much locally and organically produced food as possible, on and off in her early 20s. In October of 2022, she became the manager after returning from SQIM to assist the Pattersons in an even more monumental task. Hubbard was the surrogate for the Pattersons, carrying their baby, and still lives with the couple, helping to raise the child. Hubbard noted a deep love and respect for the Pattersons during an interview with me, saying, "I've seen them give chances to the people who need it most, and I want to continue doing that for people." Hubbard has also had business guidance through the Economic Development Council and Local Investing Opportunity Network, or LION, with much of that coming directly from Doug Hamill, who has been a business consultant for over 30 years. Though Hubbard has been successfully running the day-to-day, hiring and training employees, and keeping the doors open, she said she has no business education and struggled with homelessness most of her life. The community, however, has seen her efforts. Hubbard told me that when people first found out she was trying to buy the business, they started coming up to the drive-thru window, offering her checks for thousands of dollars. In a post to Facebook congratulating Hubbard on the purchase, the Pattersons said, "She is incredible and has the soul it takes to ride this ride, and we wouldn't trust the place in any other hands." Washington is home to over 80% of the world's mushroom species, so it's fitting that local artists are participating in a global phenomenon known as Game of Shrooms. Game of Shrooms is an international art scavenger hunt founded by Richmond, Virginia-based artist Daniel Attaboy Seifert, and the next Game of Shrooms is scheduled for June 10th. On that day, artists from all over the world will hide original mushroom-themed artworks in public places, then give hints, often on social media, for others to find and keep. Local artist Madison Boyd of Port Townsend and Queen of Shroomlandia of Chimicum have already signed up to hide their fungal finds, but other local artists can still join in. The event is open to artists of all ages and can be in any medium. The only requirement is that the art be mushroom-themed. Event organizers also ask that this be a leave-no-trace event, meaning artists must not hide art in protected areas or damage property, and if you hide it and no one finds it, you need to retrieve it. Want to hunt for shrooms? Check out the global map at yumfactory.com/gameofshrooms to see the artists participating in the area, then follow them on social media to get updates on where they might be hiding their art. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Derek Ferenzi. Thanks for listening.